الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected حفاظ elders and brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders and friends, the number of smartphone users worldwide today surpasses 6 billion. The smartphone has become an intrinsic part of our lives. It has become the primary means of communicating, interacting, and broadcasting information. What began as a simple and convenient manner to keep in touch has now evolved to become a powerful network or a powerful medium to build networks, to disseminate news, to peddle propaganda, to exchange information, to market and galvanize support for causes that are deemed worthy. Smartphones not only act as a telephone, but also as a mobile internet, a games console, and provide a host of applications that have virtually brought the world to our hands. Now, friends, with opportunity comes responsibility. With opportunity comes responsibility. We have to become responsible digital citizens. We have to become responsible digital citizens to able to harness the positive opportunities that smartphone and social media platforms offer. And this responsibility requires adherence to standards and ethics to ensure effective and positive outcomes. More particularly, we need to ensure that our posts and messages are not in breach of Quranic precepts and teachings. We need to understand this, that our posts and our messages are not in breach of Quranic precepts and teachings. Now today we will highlight some of the important guidelines and precepts that me and you can follow in order to ensure that we are sending information that is good, because a good mind and a good heart will send good information, and an evil mind and an evil heart will send evil information. So how can we ensure that we are in conformity to those precepts that are in guidelines to our teachings? First and foremost, verify authenticity of post. The Quran says, "In ja'akum fasikum binaba'in fatabayyanu," that if all you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, that if a disobedient person comes to you with any news, verify, lest you harm. So this emphasizes the need to validate or to cross-check the veracity of information before forwarding or posting it. Your post and your messages have the power to influence the conduct and mindset of those who read them. They have the potential to create prejudice and partiality. The need to verify becomes more necessary at a time when fake news is peddled without any moral restraint. The Nabi of Allah has said, and keep this hadith in mind when you press that send button, that the habit of relating anything or everything that a person hears without being circumspect is sufficient to classify him as a liar. Keep this hadith in mind. It is mentioned in Muslim Sharif that sufficient enough for a person, the habit of just everything a person hears without being circumspect is sufficient to classify him as a liar. Number two, giving currency to slander. What does that mean? When you passed on with your tongues and with your mouth slander, which you had, this verse speaks of giving traction to the treadmill of slander and defamation, deeming it to be something minor or inconsensical. Some may think that character assassination is a small matter. In the eyes of Allah, grave failing. The cumulative effects of slander on the collective life of the community are indeed most harmful and destructive. If others circulate slander, then do not define your personality by doing the same. Number three, mocking or ridiculing. The Quran says, O you who believe, let not a people ridicule another, perhaps they may be better than you. Do not deride, do not mock or scoff at others, thinking that you are superior, better or more rightly guided than the other. Mockery was one of the characteristics of the people of Jahiliyyah, especially in the time of conflict and dispute. Because you know what happens? When the debate is lost, ridicule becomes the tool of the loser. Number four, name calling. And do not insult one another, and do not call each other by offensive nicknames. Name calling is one of the most damaging and painful types of bullying and intimidation. It leaves victims with negative messages about who they are. It is a cowardly method to falsify and define people, trading insults on WhatsApp and calling people offensive names is a reflection of our own inadequacies rather than the failings of our victim. My respected elders and friends, number four, negative assumptions. The Quran says, O you who believe, avoid suspicion as much as possible. For suspicion in any case is a sin. Spy not on one another, and do not backbite on one another. Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? This verse cautions us against three common human tendencies: suspicion, spying, and backbiting. Suspicion drives us to constantly question the thoughts, the intentions, and the motives of other people. It robs us of peace of mind, while spying is tantamount to invading the private space of people. This verse equates backbiting to feeding on the flesh of your Muslim brother. Not a word, do me and you utter, but there is a watcher over him that is recording it. We are being watched by an angel, deputed to record all our utterances and all our posts. Every word we utter, every post that we forward is logged by an angel. All of it will be laid bare in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not going to be resolved, or we are not going to be absolved of our responsibility by simply placing a rider stating that forwarded has received. No, it doesn't work. You can't say forwarded has received. It doesn't work, my brother. Your duty is to make sure that you have verified that post. Forwarded and received doesn't hold any waters, because you are a means of forwarding something which you received, which could be lies. Nabi of Allah said, spreading information on the basis of they asserted, which is equal to saying people are saying without verifying, is evil, is an evil mount for a man to ride on. Al hadith mentioned in Abu Dawud, just to say forwarded as received, you are spreading information on the basis that they asserted, which is equal to people are saying without verifying the truth, is an evil mount for a man to ride on. And last but not least, my friends, Allah has created the system of this world such that each one of us is dependent on the other. Understand this point very clearly. A professor of medicine is dependent on a plumber. A plumber is dependent on a heart specialist. An accountant, as best as he can be in his field, he is also dependent on another field of expertise. So Allah has created the system of this world such that me and you are dependent on each other, and Allah has given everybody horses for courses. لِكُلِّ فَنِّنْ رِجَالٍ. For every special, for every trade, there are men. Now when it comes to Islamic rulings, Allah has made it such that Allah has created all. Unfortunately, we find everybody now has some ruling on WhatsApp. We have people that are ruling on the moon issue. We have people that are ruling on halal and haram. We have the layman that is ruling on intrinsic matters of jurisprudence and fiqh, which our ulama have studied their entire lifetime. My friends, do what is your job and let an alim do what is his job. If perchance that alim had erred, he is answerable in the court of Allah. Your duty is sami'na wa ata'na. Today we find letters are being bombarded in the name of this one, in the name of that one, and anonymous letters, and this letter is being stated about this person, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Your field, you're a businessman, concentrate on that. You're a doctor, concentrate on that. I can't come and question you and ask you, but how you knew I had a cold or a fever? You diagnosed me, I accept it. I don't question. A plumber comes, I can't question him, why did you open this pipe and not that pipe? You tell me, bye, let me do my job. So in the like manner, when it comes to Islamic rulings, you don't have the speciality. You don't have the confidentiality, and you don't have the expertise to rule. People, our elders, our ulama have ruled, have studied kitabs, they have come to certain rulings for certain times in certain ways. They know best. Islam is not averse to technology. Technology should be for good things in a good way. Muslim history is abound with examples of scientific and cultural ingenuity. Muslim scholarship made a vital contribution to the enrichment and the advancement of human civilization. While Europe was still in dark ages, religious Muslims were making great advances in the field of medicine, mathematics, physics, astronomy, architecture, literature, history documentation, to mention but a few. Sophisticated instruments such as navigational maps were first developed by Muslims. So Muslims are not averse to technology. However, what we are averse to is the usage and the method of technology. How do we use it? So there are some digital manners that we are going to speak about today. Number one, give priority to those who are with you. Listen intently when you are with friends, family members and co-workers. When you're constantly checking messages, you send the message that other people are not more important to you. Put your phone away. When you're in the house of Allah, 15, 20 minutes, it's not much. Number two, digital rudeness. Smartphones should not absolve us of good manners. Manners are not out of fashion as yet. Manners and respect are not out of fashion as yet. Number three, the treadmill. A smartphone is not a license to spread rumor or slander. Whoever gossips to you will gossip about you. Whoever gossips to you will gossip about you. Vanity machine. Nor is it a device meant to mirror our ego via our personal profiles. The only nice thing about our ego is that it does not allow us to talk about other people. Allah says, do not be like those who forgot Allah, so Allah made them forget themselves. You forget yourself by being unable to stay away from that which is harmful, nor are you able to embrace that which is beneficial. We forget ourselves when we feed our desires and not our souls. When you are preoccupied with your physical self instead of your spirit. When we find hours of joy in play and not in pray. When we feel greater sense of fulfillment connected to our gadget compared to being connected with our Creator. Allah is undoubtedly the best companion for you. O Allah, make us keys that unlock virtue and locks that seal evil. Make us keys and make us buttons. Make us buttons that unlock virtue and seal evil. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Every week we have the opportunity, alhamdulillah, to contribute to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith that a person's charity will be his shade on the day of Qiyamah. A person's charity will be his shade on the day of Qiyamah. Depending on how much of shade you and I want, that is how much we will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding, inshallah. Wa ma'alayna illa al-balagh. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية إلى نهايتكم دل المؤمن بين مضى لا يدري ما الله قاضٍ به ف فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة and show ourselves to the stage, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us fill in all the gaps. Stay as close as possible.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله وثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجلى الأشقى الذي يصلى الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوث أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار. اللهم اجرنا من النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم عائنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.